with all the military and militant activity in Afghanistan, it's easy to forget that the country is still a country. As much as possible, people go about their business as they've always done. Here's an example. Weekends in the capital, Kabul, begin on Fridays. That's when people attend the mosque and spend time with their families. But there's another favorite pastime of Kabulis, kauk fighting. The world's Aaron Schachter has this audio postcard.
The sport of kauk fighting starts here at Kabul's bird market. It's a narrow alley packed with cages, feed stores, and all sorts of birds. Chicks, pigeons, colorful parrots, and kauks. A man named Mirwas pulls a kauk from under his jacket and a wad of $100 bills. He says he'll bet anyone foolish enough to challenge his bird.
Some of these birds are like strong, like Hulk Hogan. They could fight anyone.
These birds seem more Pee Wee Herman than Hulk Hogan. Yet even in this desperately poor country, some pay up to $5,000 for fierce kauk fighters. Hundreds of men gather each Friday in Sharinau Park and form a large circle for the fighting kauks. Bookies wander around taking bets. Two referees carry cages, which they occasionally drop on the birds to separate them. Two other guys sprinkle the birds with water. Two others fan them with small rugs. It's like sending boxers to their corners. Now, at this point, you probably want to know what kind of bird a kauk is. Here's a hint. You got it. Yep, a kauk is a partridge. I'd never actually seen one before, but they're not what you'd call big, muscular birds. And so the fights are more ballet than battle. The birds peck at each other, and they twine their necks as if trying to hold a small, delicate egg between them. There's no clawing, no biting off the other guy's ear, if they had one.
That's the end?
When one tries to run away and go to another cage, that means that he's lost.
But can you tell who wins and who loses?
Yeah, whatever stops fighting, that means he's lost.
It doesn't seem like much of a fight.
Other fight, maybe it's you understand which one is a runaway, it's which one is a winner.
Other fights are more
exciting. Yeah.
And sure enough, the next fight is just as sedate. Though it was quicker and it was easier to figure out which bird ran away. Now, I'm not advocating bloodletting, let's get that straight. But you'd think a sport that people spend so much money on might be, well, exciting. But Afghans tell me that kauk fighting is just the tip of the iceberg. People here will bet on any two animals they can. Rooster and dog fighting are the most popular. But on this warm, lazy Friday afternoon, it's the kauks that draw people out. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Kabul.